Not only stewards of their own properties and trails, the Historic Society has a broader mission of safeguarding the uniqueness of our rural Alaska community. Talkeetna was placed on the National Register of Historic Places April 26, 1993. Many of the buildings lining Main Street are over 100 years old and have been cared for by local businesses. As a part of the Historical Society's public education campaign, board members have recently been canvassing downtown businesses and distributing educational materials on guidelines that were created over a decade ago that encourage downtown property owners to maintain its historic character as town continues to grow. Newly elected board member Laura Wright explains how these guidelines differ from law.
And most people are familiar with the Special Land Use District, or SPUD. This is a borough regulation that is law, and we want people to be aware of that. And the other thing that we would like people to be aware of is that during the SPUD talk, there was a study done by Agnew Beck Consulting on advisory design guidelines for the historic district. And it's a wonderful document that pretty much explains how we can keep the character of the historic district and yet still have businesses grow and bring in more buildings, because we know that more buildings are going to fill in the downtown area. Mm-hmm. But if they have the look and feel of the existing buildings, we can keep the character to downtown.
The advisory guidelines are a three-page document including illustrations and photos of existing structures, highlighting historically significant architectural features that make the downtown area aesthetically cohesive.
And they simply have to do with the scale of the building, the mass of the building, the window treatments, the siding. And all you have to do, it's very simple, is look at the three or four existing buildings that are called the anchor buildings, and one of them is the Fairview Inn. To see, oh, it's got a hip roof, it has shiplap siding, it has windows that are appropriate to the size of the building. They're really small design guidelines that you could do without too much trouble.
Local builder Troy Smiley confesses his building, the Dancing Leaf Art Gallery, is unlike any other building downtown, but he proposes that structure uniqueness is in itself historic.
I got some great advice from Jim Okunek here in town. And he said, you know, Troy, if you really want to make sure that you're historically accurate in your building, here's what you got to do. You've got to put your building on every property corner you can muster. You have to build in a style nobody's built yet, paint it a color nobody's used yet, use a roofing maybe nobody's used yet, and you'll be in full compliance. And I thought that was just great.
Dancing Leaf Gallery complies with the provisions of Talkeetna's Special Land Use District. It has appropriate setbacks, it's within permitted use, and it meets the development standards. In fact, the building could be twice as large and 10 feet taller by borough law. Although Troy admits his building doesn't hold strictly to the suggested design guidelines, he believes his construction methods are within the spirit of the historic district.
We really tried to stick with the spirit of historical structures in town. Owner-built, a slow process, local resource, and unique to the skills of the owner and builder.
The major beams for Troy and Stacy Smiley's Dancing Leaf Gallery are salvaged timbers from the Moody Tunnel near Healy. The lumber for the porch and siding are locally harvested white spruce and cottonwood. The red paint that trims the building was designed to tie the structure with Nagley's and the Sheldon Hangar. Troy used a traditional mix of milk protein, chalk, lime, and iron oxide to make his red paint. Troy complains he doesn't believe the borough has been following its own rules.
I don't think the borough complies by its own rules. The music pavilion in the park that just went up, besides not utilizing local hire, didn't utilize local materials, and it doesn't blend in at all with any other structure. It doesn't fit anything. And the plastic outhouse in the park also, its architecture and its materials and its construction didn't comply with anything. And on top of that, it's not tied into sewer and water, which anybody else would have to connect to.
When asked, Troy Smiley said he doesn't have any regrets about his building's finished product.
I really love the building, and I think for the sake of the building, I did the best I could. And I think for this lot, we did it justice, and we're really proud of it. I don't think I would have changed anything.
For KTNA, this is Melis Cody.